Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S., South Korean defense officials discussing possible military action after North Korea test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the United States. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. Russia's foreign ministry says it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Congress. The White House says that President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation is in part a response to actions from the previous U.S. administration. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. University of Akron's David Cohen says Priebus's tenure shorter than usual.
Reince Priebus, save for the Chiefs of Staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving Chief of Staff in our nation's history. And especially somebody coming in as the first Chief of Staff, he is by far the shortest serving.
Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Trump and referred to publicly this week by the new White House Communications Director as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from gangs. Mr. Trump spoke to a group of law enforcement officers.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
In his remarks, the president also appeared to support police brutality. The Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it has strict regulations about how prisoners are treated. Pakistan's Supreme Council disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office, ordered him to step down immediately. Sharif accepted the decision and relinquished his office. The court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. Humanitarian organizations saving migrants from sea have met at the Italian Interior Ministry, to discuss a draft to a code of conduct non-governmental organizations have to follow in order to disembark into Italian ports. Hasiba Haj Sarawi is the humanitarian affairs advisor for Doctors Without Borders.
We had a fruitful meeting. We've set out our positions and the remaining concerns that Doctors Without Borders, MSF, has with the draft code of conduct. We are engaging in good faith in this process. We are really it's really important for us to signal to the authorities and to the public that we are acting within the law, that we are providing search and rescue. Our job is about saving lives. We're not trying to not respect the law, but also to respect our humanitarian principles.
Some groups fear the code could interfere with their work at sea and had concerns over the presence of armed officials on board and said the ban to transfer migrants from one rescue ship to another. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, already the world's oldest living head of state, 93-year-old, said he's fit to run for re-election next year, and he's batted away whispers about who would he choose to follow him when he inevitably retires or dies. But as the increasingly frail leader shuttles back and forth to Singapore for medical treatment, the call for him to name a replacement has grown louder. In fact, his wife, 52-year-old Grace Mugabe, is on the short list. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. Do I sound excited? It's because I'm excited. We're going to preview the 63rd edition of the grandfather of all jazz festivals. It began back in 1954. It's the Newport Jazz Festival. Down by the seaside in the beautiful town of Newport, Rhode Island, in the eastern coast of the United States of America. That's the place that back in 1954 began a sensation all around the world. Almost every town has its jazz festival, does it not? Well, nobody does it better than Newport over the years. And this year is the 63rd edition of the grandfather of all jazz festivals. And in the next couple of hours, I'm going to give you a taste of who's going to be playing from Friday, August the 4th through Sunday, the 6th of August, 3 days in Newport, Rhode Island for the festival this year. Let's begin with a taste of what it sounded like maybe in the very beginning, because the Newport Jazz Festival has one foot in the past and one foot stepping off into the future with every lineup. Benny Golson, the master tenor saxophonist, brings his quartet to play at the festival on Saturday, the 5th of August. And back in 1957, he put together a pretty good band with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And you can be sure that each one of those individuals has played the Newport Jazz Festival a few times over the years. From the classic album from 1957, The Modern Touch. Here's Venetian Breeze, a taste of Benny Golson from back in the day, sounding maybe as he shall when he plays the 63rd Newport Jazz Festival this year.
believe me, but let me be lonely. You won't believe it, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. Tend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else.
It's a good day, and it's going to be a great day on Sunday, August the 6th, when Cyril Amé performs at the Newport Jazz Festival. That's Love Me or Leave Me. She always takes classic songs and turns them into her own. She, of course, was born in France, in the area where the great gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt was born and raised, and she's got a little bit of that gypsy feel in lots of her music, and she'll be showing that off at the Newport Jazz Festival this year, the great Cyril Amé. Well, over the years, since the very beginning in the mid-1950s, George Wein has been the director of the Newport Jazz Festival, and after all those years, he has turned to others to assist him in putting together the festival lineup. Well, now, the artistic director that he's chosen is not only a real jazz visionary, but a fantastic jazz musician. And we're going to hear some of his music after we talk to him. The new artistic director of the Newport Jazz Festival is the great bassist, Christian McBride. I ran into him alongside George Wein, as a matter of fact, at the beginning of 2017 at the Jazz Connect Conference, a gathering of jazz professionals and jazz lovers in New York City. And here's some of the conversation I had with him there. I'm sitting here with Christian McBride, and he is sitting next to George Wein, and it gives me a great chance, Chris, to congratulate you on being placed at the helm of the legendary Newport Jazz Festival beside the legendary George Wein.
Thank you very much, Russ, and it is a great honor for me to be George's understudy. As long as he's with us, ultimately he's still going to be the boss.
I know, that's right.
You know, so I'm just following his lead and learning as much from him as I can, and take the Newport Jazz Festival into the future.
Well, you're quite the boss these days too, my brother. Good to see you.
You too, baby.
So as we've announced, the Bruce Lundvall Visionary Award is going to be given to Mr. Christian McBride, sitting among us today. But before accepting the award, we are calling upon truly one of the giants among us to give a special insight into Christian. It's rare that I can say that someone needs no introduction. It's rare still that this person is still vital and continuing the spirit of jazz at the young age of 91. And it's hard to imagine what jazz festivals would be like, or if they would even exist, if his vision and courage didn't step forward to liven up that little sleepy town in Newport in 1954. We all owe him a debt of gratitude for presenting our art form to a whole new level and presenting a whole new flame for jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the legendary impresario, George Wein.
Thank you. I'm not getting the award. Kristen's getting the award. I haven't written a speech about Kristen. I just know so much about him. I want to talk a little bit because Kristen is a man for all seasons. When we announced that we're going to ask Kristen to be artistic director of Newport Jazz Festival along with Danny Melnick and keep the festival going forever, I got so many calls and so many people congratulating me for recognizing Kristen McBride for what he is and what he's done. Not only is he the number one bassist and wins all the polls, and his reason for that, because when he plays in a group, the group sounds better. I don't know why. But more than that, more than all these things, he's an organizer. He gets things done. And I didn't realize when I asked him to be artistic director, they really is only half my age, you know. And when I say he got things done, he got me out of bed to come here to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, Kristen McBride.
his album Number 2 Express, Christian McBride, and his version of Freddie Hubbard's Little Sunflower. He's going to be performing with his big band and with an all-star group from his hometown of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Experiment, and who knows what else. Here's a gentleman who'll be performing there and playing it funky, you can be sure. Maceo Parker with a big band doing Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground on Jazz America from VOA 1. From the album Soul Classics, the great Maceo Parker and his version of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground with a big band. Maybe he'll bring a big band to Newport this year. We can only hope. Always great to hear large big bands in that big open air, big sky setting at the Fort Adams State Park where the Jazz Festival events happen for the most part, and it's going to be a wonderful festival this year. We're going to continue with our celebration of the 63rd Newport Jazz Festival in just a second. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very brief message I received, which reads as follows. Hi, I'm Brave Pascal from Ghana. It is great listening to VOA Jazz America. Brave Pascal Tournu. Well, thank you so much for your kind, simple message, and I'm so glad you're enjoying the music on VOA and especially on Jazz America. I think I'll dedicate this next song for you. On Saturday, the 5th of August, one of the greats of New Orleans jazz originally, and now he's a citizen of the world and an NEA jazz master with the rest of the members of his family. Branford Marsalis, the great saxophonist, brings his quartet to Newport this year, and maybe he'll sound a little like this. From one of his earlier solo albums, Crazy People Music, here's the song, The Ballad of Chet Kincaid. Branford Marsalis playing Newport this year and playing for us now on VOA's Jazz America.
Ha ha! silver lining. Whenever clouds appear in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the
going to be a surprise or two with new artists that have never played Newport before playing for the first time. And that is the case with the esteemed vocalist Leslie Odom Jr., who's not only a great singer, as you just heard, but also a fine actor and part of the cast for one of the most popular musicals on Broadway that we've known for years and years, Hamilton. Leslie Odom Jr. from his debut album with a song entitled Look for the Silver Lining. Let's turn now to a conversation I enjoyed at the 2014 Newport Jazz Festival with a gentleman who's not only a great piano player, but also a composer and band leader, award winner and educator, V.J. Iyer. He's going to be playing multiple shows this year at Newport, one in a duo setting with legendary artist Wadada Leo Smith, and the other with his own sextet. Let's talk to VJ Iyer, then hear some of his music in a trio setting from his album Break Stuff on Jazz America. VJ Iyer just stepped off the stage here at the Newport Jazz Festival, having warmed up the piano for George Wein, who's about to take it, and that's the nature of festivals, isn't it? What a great set you just performed, my friend. How did it feel?
Oh, it felt really nice. A great audience, and the musicians were in top form, and they pulled me along with them. So it was a really, really exciting feeling. Really exciting.
You've got some complicated charts that ask people to do some serious improvising while they stay within the structure of the music. It's most interesting work that we heard here today.
Well, it's something that was built around these folks in particular. They all have that strength, you know, they all have that quality of really being in the moment with sound and with rhythm, but also can really deal with some precision and detail. And, you know, there's a real family feeling to it, too.
Yeah, so. I can feel it. A lot of folks like me like to categorize music, and a lot of what I've heard, your music described that as is under the umbrella of chamber jazz or new free jazz or modern creative. Do you accept any of those, or is it just simply VJ Iyer music we hear when you perform?
I don't think any artist wants to be labeled.
Indeed.
You know, those labels are convenient for targeting consumers, maybe, but they aren't useful for people who are in the process of making things. So, and I don't think of music as just for consumers. I think of it as a collective feeling we had. You know, I care a lot about the audience. I listen to them. And I find that they can actually accept a lot of things that you might think in terms of classifications are hard to take. But when you lead them gently and generously to an experience that they might not have expected, then they can usually meet you there, you know, and it's it's not useful for me to think about genre or labels or categories. It's more useful to think about creativity and being in the moment and connecting with people.
From his album Break Stuff, the title cut, Vijay Iyer and his trio. The ladies will be represented again this year. The award-winning Maria Schneider brings her great jazz orchestra. And here's her version of that old black magic on Jazz America from VOA 1. That's two artists that'll be playing Newport this year. John Scofield on guitar joining DJ Logic from his album Sharon in the Groove. More from Newport coming up.